T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Can you speak to his job security heading into next season?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every coach is in a high-pressured situation. Nick has had a, you know, pretty spectacular first 3 seasons, and he's shown all the ingredients to have outstanding success. So I'm just looking forward, you know. And there's no coach that's not feeling pressure to perform. That's the way it is in the National Football League. But wow, no. I mean, I think Nick is. He's got all the ingredients, as I've said, and I'm just really excited about this coming season.
All the ingredients, says Jeff Lurie. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 is how you hop in on this Wednesday, a day before opening day. All right, big show here lined up today. Kyle Schwarber slated to join us in a little bit later this hour. We'll talk to the Phillies' leadoff hitter. At least he should be the leadoff hitter. We'll talk to him coming up in a little bit. We'll get to a lot of Philly stuff today. Elliot in the show later after being down in Orlando. Philly's tickets to give away for Saturday. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. You know what? Everybody's not going to like you. You know, that's okay. Just keep doing what you do.
I like it. Short and simple and sweet. Just do your thing. And
I like you, Hugh.
Yeah, we
like you.
You
too, Kyle.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, we're starting off with some...
A warm.
Yeah, warm and fuzzy start to the show.
Now let's fight.
Now let's argue and yell about sports.
Now let's have a disagreement.
So Jeff Lurie yesterday, we waited for it. We hung out with Ike and with Jack, and we waited for the Jeff Lurie State of the Eagles press conference. And I always usually feel better after these because Jeff Lurie is an excellent owner, and he's been one for a very long time, and the Eagles are in a very good spot with him leading the team and being in charge of everything that goes on below. But yesterday, Hugh, we all knew what we were waiting for. We were waiting yesterday to see what he said and how he framed the discussion about Nick Sirianni. It's the first time we heard from Jeff Lurie since they decided to retain Nick Sirianni. And Hugh, listening to him talk a little bit about the coach and his decision to keep him and the future, I got to tell you, Hugh, I walked away and I thought something, and I thought about myself. I thought about a lot of what we hear on WIP every day from our fellow hosts, our callers. And I walked away yesterday thinking that, you know what? We have been really critical of Nick Sirianni for the past few months.
He's so soft.
We have. And I think, actually, Hugh, we've been a little bit too critical of Nick Sirianni. Here are facts. And look, he's not my favorite coach. I've made that crystal clear. I think there is concern moving forward about Sirianni. Can he get this thing back on the track? But the reality is, he did have a stretch where he went 31-7.
Yes, and he kept his job.
And the reality is, he did take this team to the playoffs 3 years in a row. The reality is, the talent on defense undid the team, I believe, more than anything else. And that's probably the part of the team Sirianni has the least say in and the least ability to change. It's the talent on defense. They didn't have any. They didn't have good players on defense.
I can't believe I'm surprised that you just
Well,
won, Joe,
I mean,
really.
You know they didn't have enough good players on defense. They did
okay,
not.
Okay, they didn't. But whose job is it to help get good players?
Well, that's defense? Howie. That's Howie.
Well, that's Coach Sirianni.
Yeah, I don't think he has a clue on that side.
Coach Sirianni has to have a clue. And as far as having held his feet held to the fire, Joe, no, I don't think we were too hard on him. I really don't. I think that's his job. He's lucky. He's lucky to still have a job. And that's a fact. And for you to say anything less than holding his feet to the fire, you feel bad for him?
I don't feel bad. I just think
we're kind of, when you say we're being harsh,
well,
it kind of makes me feel
talk about
like
him
that.
As if he has a clown nose on the side.
I mean, because
sideline.
He did some clown stuff. He wow. did clown stuff.
Like what? Fire a defensive coordinator?
He changed the defensive coordinator during the course of the year, and the team got worse. He had no – well, it felt like – see, now listen, I'm not saying that I think Coach Sirianni's a bubblehead, but he did bubblehead stuff. Like, that's just a fact. Like, nobody can sit here and tell me that he did not do bubblehead stuff. Is he a good coach? I think he is, but he did some bubblehead stuff that if it would have been anybody else, he would have gotten fired. If Jeffrey Lurie, Mr. Lurie, didn't show him the type of grace that he showed him, he should have been fired. The fact that they took as long as they did to make a decision on him tells you everything you need to know. He should have been fired, so, but they didn't fire him because they gave him a second chance.
They did.
And good for him. I believe in second chances, man, and sometimes third chances. But he has to get it right. And the fact that he's still the head coach and now it feels like he doesn't have any power, everybody's questioning whether or not they want him to be, you know, instrumental in this offense – that's all validated by the way that he handled his business last year.
It wasn't good at the end. We know that. But the reality is they weren't a very good football team last season. Their point differential says they were 8-9 or 9-18. They did win 11 games. I mean, like, the end was terrible. I would have fired him. I said that when the season ended. I thought they should have got rid of him. We did Sirianni watch for a whole day while the snow was coming down. We were waiting for the news, like when they elect a new pope. I was waiting for the smoke to come out of the Novacare complex. Okay, they didn't do it. I wanted to fire too, but the reality is We have talked about this head coach as if he's clueless for 3 months now, but yet the first 3 years he was here, playoffs, Super Bowl, playoffs. They won 9 games. They won 14 games. They won 11 games. This hasn't been a train wreck with Sirianni as the head coach.
It hasn't been, but he did some bubblehead stuff last year, Joe. He did some bubblehead stuff last year.
But his hands were tied behind his back. The defense was bad.
But whose fault is that? He's the
no,
head
he
coach.
Is. No, he has
He's
no,
the culture cultivator.
He has – he Hugh, I could coach the defense as much as Sirianni can. He has no say on that side. That's why they have Fangio. It's why they had Gannon. Howie made mistakes on the defense. Wrong players coming in. And let's be real. I know the Patricia thing didn't work. Sean Desai wasn't doing a bang-up job.
Sean Desai was better.
Yeah, but it wasn't good enough.
But he was better.
They got torched by Sam Howell and Mac Jones.
But Sean Desai was better than Matt Patricia.
By how much?
A lot.
No, not much.
When you look at the way this defense played,
they stunk before
that. They look competent, though. They did look competent.
Yeah, but they didn't buy into what Desai was doing. I mean, you have Kevin Byard doing his own scouting
reports.
And you
know why they didn't buy into it? It's because Coach Sirianni, the culture cultivator, didn't do his job and make them buy into it. I have never been a part of a defense or heard anything about, like, if a player didn't buy into what the coach was telling, guess what? More times than not, the player got his butt out of here. So for you to have the kind of culture cultivating that you did that allowed players – to second-guess the defensive coordinator and make their own game plans, that's on you.
Yeah, how about the players? Isn't some of this on them? Who the hell are they to do that? Who's Kevin Byard? Kevin Byard's won nothing in his career.
You're not telling me nothing that I haven't thought about. But if the culture cultivator is allowing him to go in there and say that or do that, then that's on him as well.
I just think the coach can only do so much sometimes. I mean, if the defense can't stop anyone, what's the offensive-centric coach going to do? Shrug his shoulders and fire a coordinator.
Like, when I thought of Andy Reid, even though he was an offensive coach, I never thought about him as just the offense. He was the coach. And when
Andy's an all-time great.
No, but but you got to remember, Joe, I was with Andy when he was a nobody.
But he was an all-time great. We just didn't know
it
yet.
We didn't know it. That's the point that I'm making. He was still the coach, and he oversaw everything, regardless of if Jim Johnson was our defensive coordinator or not. Andy was the end-all to be-all. Mm. And if I didn't do what Jim Johnson asked me to do, then guess what? My butt was on the sideline. And that's the same thing when you talk about Coach Sirianni. Like, Do I think we were too hard on him? Hell no. He should have lost his job. Like, if you're being honest about this situation, he should have been fired. But he wasn't because of everything that he's done in the past.
So I would have fired him because I am concerned he can't get it back on the tracks next year. But, excuse me, based on his resume, I understand why they didn't fire him.
No, I get it too, but he should have been fired. In this league, this zero-sum league, in this what-have-you-done-for-me-lately league, the fact that this team collapsed down the stretch the way that it did is a fireable offense.
See, but I think – see, here's why I disagree. I don't even think they were that good the whole time. I just think that the collapse made us realize it. They were a make-believe 10-1. I said it at the time, and everyone got mad at me. I remember we did a show in October. I said, this defense can't win this Super Bowl. Joe's a hater. He hates the Eagles.
No, I
have eyes, and the defense was below standard.
I'll give it to you. I give you that.
And that's not on Sirianni. Howie messed that up. They had T.J. Edwards. They had Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. It wasn't Sirianni's choice not to re-sign them. He had no clue what they're doing with the front office.
Coach Sirianni's job is to tell the front office what he needs
to
make this team better.
No way.
Yes, it is.
Hugh, but come on. Let's be real. You think Sirianni has say in the players they
get? Yes.
Not chance.
Yes.
How is this a Howie operation?
I think he does. I think he needs to go. Just like, okay, there was a flaw, an obvious flaw in this defense last year, right? Howie went out in free agency because of Nick Sirianni. Say, hey, man, we need some linebackers or Vic Fangio. And they went out and got some guys.
I think you and I have as much say on the defense as Sirianni.
No. Not a chance. He has say on the defense.
No, why would he have say? He's a wide receiver coach.
He's the coach.
No, but he's a manager that was at one point
an offensive. He's a bad man. If you put him a manager, he's a bad manager.
No, I think he's a very average manager that needs good coordinators around him. 215-592-9494.
I can't leave you this morning, Joe. I am so
disappointed. Because the reality is.
Disappointed in you today.
Well, be disappointed. I mean, that's fine. We've gone too far on the Sirianni thing. This guy is. Do I think he's a top-tier coach? No, I never have.
He did some bubblehead stuff last year.
What was bubblehead?
The fact that he sat there in the meeting was like, hey, I made the decision to put Matt Patricia in there, and then they look like the Keystone Cops.
Do you want him to tell the truth?
Yes.
You want Howie and Jeff came out of my office and said, get rid of that guy.
Now you speculate.
Well, because that's you probably what happened. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Lurie yesterday on Sirianni, the decision, what goes into it, why he's still here.
I do know that, until we were hitting that streak of not playing well at the end of the year, we were 31-7 in the previous 38 regular season games. To say the least, that's exceptional. And that's starting with taking a team that has a 4-win season in our final year with Doug and taking it right into a playoff team right away, and then into the Super Bowl, and then into a 10-1 beginning of this past season. A very disappointing ending, but I don't take light in 31-7 in the National Football League. That's extraordinary. And so the ingredients that I've always seen with Nick are very obvious.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, the ability to connect, the ability to be authentic, very hard, incredible work ethic, high football IQ, all the reasons that he was hired in the first place.
Basically, what I heard is we overreacted to the last 6 weeks, and the guys were keeping him. He's not a dope. I mean, that's what I heard Lurie say there. That he didn't say it, but like, hey, everyone's overreacted. This guy's not an idiot. That's what I heard.
Okay. Let's go with that for a while. But he did idiot stuff in those last 6 weeks that make you have this conversation that we're having now.
Or maybe it was just a bad roster.
No,
I mean, maybe it was.
No, it was.
That defense wasn't bad.
It was him in the way that he mismatched. We still don't know what happened to the fallout of this.
But I'm just looking at what happened
on the
field.
I was about to say you don't care.
But
we still ain't got those.
The results are the results. They won 11 football games. What I would deem an average kind of team, a little slightly above average.
So you're just gonna poo-poo the fact that this man didn't know how to act on the sideline, acted like a petulant child at times.
Hugh, I hate that stuff.
And then you want to sit and say, oh, maybe we were too hard on him. Everything that we criticized him for, he brought upon himself by his actions and some of the things he did towards the end of the season.
I hate that stuff.
Do I like Coach Sirianni? Yes, I do. But to sit here and say that, oh, you was too hard on him. No, everything that you did, bro, you did. It came down on you because of the way you acted towards the end.
Well, I don't think it was because how he acted. They couldn't stop a nosebleed on defense. How is that because of his dumb nodding on the sideline?
Okay, I apologize. You're right. I was wrong for saying it that way. From the way you coached down the stretch.
Okay. Yeah.
From the way that you coached
down
the stretch.
It's fair. 215-592-9494. have we been too critical? Have we gone a little too far the last few months on Sirianni? That's what I felt from Lurie yesterday, and I think he's right. Mike in Douglasville. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Mike. What's up?
Yeah. So I'm 100% on board with that. We've been too hard on him. Now, don't get me wrong. Do I leave his press conferences more confused than with answers? Absolutely.
Yes.
Does he do things that makes me scratch my head and look at him sideways? Absolutely. But does he say something in that locker room that seems to work for these guys? Yeah. I mean, he does. I mean, I'm listening. I work from like 4:30 in the morning to say like 4:30 at night. So I get a wide spectrum of listening to all you guys. I'm driving into work, and I got to listen to John Johnson be like, oh, Nick Sirianni doesn't have any say on the offense, or Kellen Moore has more authority than he does, and it's a bunch of crap. Like, guys, he is the head freaking coach of a football team. If you look over the past three seasons, now, just the past three seasons, not the whole career, who's had more success in the NFL, Mike Tomlin or Nick Sirianni?
Last 3 years, it's Sirianni.
Well, Sirianni because of the Super Bowl.
Now, do you ever hear, obviously we're in Philly, but we're close to Pittsburgh. Do you ever hear anybody ask Mike Tomlin, what do you do here? No. And granted, yes, he does have a longer track record of success, but they're the same style of coach. They are the CEO coach. They have their say in, you know, the offense and the defense. If you look back to last year, you got
Brian Johnson. Yep.
Jalen Hurts is coming out saying, you know, we wanted this offense to be a little bit more, it didn't evolve the way he wanted it to.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're sitting there and you're hearing that, Nick Sirianni flat out saying, I'm the CEO and the coach. The offense is Brian Johnson just as much as the defense was, you know, Matt Patricia or
Sean Desai.
Yeah, Sean Desai. So when you're sitting there looking at it, it's like, hey, not a problem. You're good. Sorry, guys. I had a customer.
I like how you call that work and you're multitasking.
I love it, yeah.
That's a baller move right there. That's pretty baller right there.
Hey, got to multitask sometimes, you know, right? But, yeah, when you're sitting here looking at a CEO head coach, how can you sit there and, you know, blame just the CEO head coach? It was Brian Johnson and it was Sean Desai and Matt Patricia and all the nonsense that happened in that locker room, whether it was, you know, Matt Patricia trying to teach somebody else's defense or then try to install his own defense. No wonder there was so much confusion.
Yeah, there was a lot. And, Mike, you're right, man. We appreciate you calling and listening, of course, all day. And how about that at work? I guess we're trying to multitask, too, here.
Yeah, we are trying to multitask.
We're doing the best we can. All right, here's the thing. When they've had good coordinators, they had it in 2022, they won with Sirianni. We hope they have good coordinators. We think they do in 24. Hopefully they can win with Sirianni. I don't think the guy is a great coach. I'm not putting him in Canton. 2 months ago, I sat here and said, they got to fire this guy. But the reality is we've been very, very critical as a city, as a fan base, of a coach that at one point went 31-7 over 38 NFL games. That coach in a Super Bowl, I think we've been overcritical. Hugh says no. It is totally fair. All right, 215-592-9494. Have we been overly critical of Nick Sirianni as a fan base? We'll get to all your phone calls coming up here. We got to let you hear what Sirianni told Howard Eskin about how he's feeling heading into next season. We'll play it next. Plus, big guest today coming up in about 20 minutes. Kyle Schwarber will join the show. Phillies DH Schwarber joins us. Keep it locked in. 215-592-9494. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.